Ooh, I wanna take you, Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go Jamaica off the Florida Keys? There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of the steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego.
By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and midnight. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Kokomo,
Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda.
Welcome everyone to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford Sigmund, one of our sponsors, of course. Welcome, Erin, and what will we be talking about today? I think I've got a bit of an idea.
Yes. Yeah, good morning, Jan, and once again, thanks for having me today. And today we'll actually be talking about a very favourite subject of mine, wine.
Well, me too.
Well, in particular, Australian wine regions. Yes. As holiday destinations. And, you know, we are very fortunate in Australia to produce some of the best wine in the entire world.
Yeah.
And our various wine regions throughout, they offer not only fantastic wines, but a host of other activities. And so I thought that we might explore some of them today.
Yes, yeah.
And when I was getting our segment all ready, I actually realised that I have been to nearly every wine region in Australia, so I don't know what that
say
means.
About you.
So yeah,
I do.
Exactly, but yeah, I suppose it means that I do know a fair bit about
wine.
Them. So that's good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
What a fun topic, Erin. I've also travelled to the few of the wine regions in Australia, so I'll be very interested to learn more.
Yeah, so what wine regions have you been to, Jen?
Well, I used to work for a major wine producing company and was lucky enough to travel to the Adelaide Hills wine region. But I've also visited the Hunter Valley, where I love their sparkling wines, and our very own wineries here in Port Stephens.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, I also like the Adelaide Hills wine region, as well as having some great wines. The scenery is just spectacular with the rolling green hills and, you know, the mountainside. It's covered in the vines. It's very pretty.
Yes, it is a very pretty area. And now, can you let us know about some other famous wine regions? You've been around them.
Yes, certainly, Jan. Well, keeping in line with South Australia, you've also got the famous Barossa Valley wine region, which is really well known for its Shiraz wine. Mm-hmm. The Adelaide Hills and the Barossa Valley, they also neighbour to a little town called Harndorf, which is actually a German settled town, and it offers some really great German fare or food, and it has like an old, a beautiful old Bavarian feel to it.
Beautiful.
Some other famous wine regions are, you've got the Margaret River in Western Australia, down south. It's, as I said, it's on the south coast of WA. It's only about 2 hours south of Perth. It's very accessible by car or a day trip from Perth. And I really like their focus on art installations at many of their wineries and cellar doors. And they also have a big focus on fine food using local produce. Mm-hmm. And the area produces a variety of Cabernet Sauvignon red wines, and also the ever-popular Sauvignon Blanc, which is the white variety.
That's what I like. I'm a Sauvignon Blanc girl.
Yep. and then in Victoria, you've got the famous Yarra Valley wine region. Mm-hmm. And it's a really versatile region due to its climate, and it lends itself to various wine varieties such as Chardonnay and Pinot Noir and Cabernet Sauvignon and Shiraz, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. But they're also starting to grow some new and emerging wine varieties, which are making them a bit of a leader in the world wine industry, which is exciting for Australia. And, you know, we can't forget our own home state of New South Wales, and we do have a multitude of fantastic, well-known wine regions in our own backyard. Not only the Hunter Valley, which is just a hop, skip and a jump away for us.
It certainly is.
But you've got some other regions such as Orange and Mudgee.
They do produce some good wines, don't they?
Do. And the Riverina and Cowra. And New England wine regions, they're all here in New South Wales. Mm-hmm. But our very own Hunter Valley wine region, it's only an hour and a half from here in Port Stephens and as quick as 45 minutes drive from Newcastle. And the Hunter Valley Sémillon wine variety, it's really highly considered and is quite an iconic wine of the region. Mm-hmm. However, the area also produces many other variations, including your favourite, Jan, the sparkling wine.
I do like a few bubbles. Yes.
And the Hunter Valley wine region actually played quite a major role in the history of wine regions in Australia, as it was one of the first wine regions that was planted back in the early 19th century. You know, and the ease of getting to the Hunter for us here from Port Stephens, but also for other visitors, you know, it's got such a close proximity to Sydney and the location of Newcastle Airport really make our own our own Hunter Valley wine region one of the most popular and frequently visited wine regions in Australia.
Yeah, they have a lot of tours out there as well.
Yeah, they do,
I admit I'm quite loyal to the Hunter Valley area.
Yes.
And I get out there when I can.
Yeah.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
I don't have that much time to be drinking wine all day, but
it's a treat.
So let's take a short break now so we can talk more about the wine, Erin. Yep. And it's only fitting we play a song by UB40. Let's go with Red Red Wine.
Good choice. Goes to my head, makes me forget that I still need her so much. Red, red wine, it's up to you. Memories won't go.
Aaron. Now, welcome back to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Aaron Beckford segment. And today we are talking about Australian wine regions. And Aaron, apart from wine tasting, what other activities are available at many of these wine regions in Australia?
Yeah, there really are so many other features and activities that are available in each of these wine regions mm-hmm. within Australia. So I'll just talk about a few.
Okay. But
many of the Australian wine regions, apart from the wine, they also have a focus on health and wellness.
Right.
And you'll notice that there's many health retreats and day spas scattered throughout the various wine regions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a nice activity
before
or after wine tasting.
Yep.
But you've also got, gourmet local food. That's another strong theme within the Australian wine regions. And for this reason, you'll find that many, there's many local cheese and chocolate factories
Absolutely.
Popping up.
Yeah, yeah.
Within the different regions, and many restaurants and eateries are focusing more on utilising local produce
yes.
from their
yeah.
own areas. And there's also a wide variety of physical activities that people might not be aware of,
mm-hmm.
Such as a winery bike or horseback tour, which is a great way to explore the different wine regions while getting some exercise. And I actually did this last year with a few girlfriends in the Hunter, and it was a really fun day. And, you've got helmets on and it's all safe, and you've got water and sunscreen.
And you'd be laughing a lot.
Oh, lots of laughing.
Yeah.
And you're getting to stop and do some wine and cheese yeah. tasting along the way. It's just a really relaxed afternoon activity. We got our heart rates up and then rewarded ourselves with some wines.
Good idea.
But golf is another really popular activity in various wine regions in Australia, and there's actually some award-winning courses available. Honestly, there really is something for everyone in all of the Australian wine regions.
Well, the biking tour sounds like it would be a lot of fun, Erin, but I'm not sure how I'd go with riding and wine tasting at the same time.
It was part of the fun.
You've got to remember I'm a little bit older than you, Erin.
Oh, you'd still enjoy it.
Okay, now a hard question for you, Erin.
Sure.
Where is your favourite Australian wine region and why?
You always get me with the hard questions.
Absolutely.
Well, one region that we haven't actually spoken about today that I would have to say without a doubt is my favourite would be
the Tamar wine region, which is down in Launceston,
yes,
Tasmania.
I do have some wine down there when I went to Tasmania.
Yeah, they, it's just a beautiful area, and because of the colder climate, they do produce some beautiful wines, and one wine varietal in particular that they produce is their red Pinot Noirs.
Well, out of the reds, that's my favourite one.
Yes, it's the lighter.
Definitely the lighter one. Yeah,
so, and it's just stunning. And there's so much really to see and do around that Tamar wine region. And I actually visited there recently when I went on the Tasmanian tourism specialist educational trip that I was invited on recently. And we got to take in some really great wineries such as the Ninth Island, which is well known for their delicious Pinot Noir. And we visited the Tasmanian Gourmet Sauce Company.
Oh, yes.
And they encourage you to taste test as many sauces and relishes as possible. And then we had a lunch there as well, which was lovely. And, you know, in the Tamar region, you've also got Cataract Gorge, which is just near Launceston, where there's some beautiful, pristine walks. And there's also a chairlift from one side of the gorge to the other. Plus, you know, Launceston is really such a beautiful city with so much rich Australian history and, you know, culture that you really could spend a lot of time exploring there during a visit to the Tamar wine region.
Lots to see in Tasmania.
Yeah,
there is. Absolutely beautiful spot. Yeah. And we really didn't see enough of it when I went. I'm going to go down next time and spend a week or two
and
travel
there's
around.
There's a lot of other wine regions throughout Tasmania as well, not just up in Launceston.
That's right. So. There are. Oh, great segment today, Erin, and thank you. And you have, as usual, given us some fantastic information and first-hand experience. And I, for one, am wanting to visit a few of these Australian wine regions right now.
Yes.
And if any of our listeners would like more information about today's segment or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin, our station sponsor, on 1300 655 427, or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can Google Erin Beckford. And what will we be talking about during our next segment?
Yeah, thanks for today, Jen. It was a really fun segment
to talk about.
Yep. Now I'd like some cheese and wine, though. That's the only problem.
Absolutely.
And our next Talking Travel segment, we'll be talking about a favourite destination of mine, and that's Rarotonga, which is in the Cook Islands.
Yep.
And that segment will be on Wednesday, the 24th of April, same time, just after 10:30.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Yep. And thanks for coming in again today.
Thanks,
and let's get some very special messages.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Are you thinking of a holiday but not sure where to start? Whether it's a cruise, an overseas or domestic trip, or even booking flights, you have your very own personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, to look after everything for you. With over 16 years in the travel industry and a multitude of her own travel experiences, Erin can help plan and tailor-make your dream holiday to anywhere in the world. And she's right here in Anna Bay. Where would you like to go today? Call Erin on 1300 655 427, or visit travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford to make your holiday dreams a reality.